Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and you're listening to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. And on this week's show, I'm featuring the fabulous sound of the Robert Morton pipe organ in Lowe's Ohio Theatre, Columbus. I can't think of a better opening than the State Song of Ohio. Current artist in residence at the Ohio Theatre and organ builder extraordinaire Clark Wilson with Beautiful Ohio, published in 1918, which became the State Song in 1989. The theatre opened in 1928 as part of the Lowe's chain of movie palaces and was saved from demolition in 1969 when it was completely restored. Now a performing arts centre, it still contains its original Robert Morton pipe organ, albeit that it has been enlarged through the years. Early on in Bill Dalton's musical career in the 1930s, he was the staff organist at the Ohio Theatre for 5 years, and in 1972 he was brought back to the venue to play the Robert Morton in concert. An LP followed shortly, from which I've chosen this lush arrangement of Mood Indigo. Thank you. Hector Oliveira, a Brazilian-born artist who now makes his home in the USA, can always be counted on for an individual approach to the pieces he plays, and this track of Cole Porter's I Love Paris is no exception. Currently, Hector plays theatre pipes very rarely, preferring electronic and classical instruments. Hector Oliveira with I Love Paris, playing the Robert Morton pipe organ in the Ohio Theatre Columbus, probably in the 1970s. Dennis James has been a frequent performer on that Robert Morton through the years, although now he's better known as one of America's top silent film accompanists. From 1975 to 1989, he was the artist in residence at the Ohio, during which time he released several long play albums. And from one such LP comes this classic novelty, The Japanese Sandman. Thank you. From 1933 to 1943, the four-manual console of the Robert Morton was presided over by Roger Garrett. He was also responsible for the staging of local productions at the theatre and broadcast for three local radio stations. Fortunately, Concert Recording published an album of Roger's recorded in the hi-fi era. This is one of Rudolf Frimmel and Herbert Stutthart's songs from the 1937 film The Firefly, in which it was sung by Alan Jones, The Donkey Serenade. Perhaps I should have programmed this next track at the end of today's show, but I have something more dramatic in mind for that. This is another recording from Bill Dalton, Buddy De Silva and Robert Cash's very evocative 1924 hit, When Day Is Done. the Ohio Theatre's Robert Morton and Bill Dawson's exquisite arrangement of When Day Is Done. Well, it's not quite done yet. Raising the tempo, it's back to Dennis James and an item from an album called At the Movies. Although published in 1926, Babyface didn't appear in a film until 1929, where it was featured by none other than Eddie Cantor. Dennis gives it the sparkling Ohio Theatre treatment. I'm very much looking forward to my return to the Ohio in Columbus in July, since it's some 30 years since my last visit. Clark Wilson is playing the closing concert of the American Theatre Organ Society Annual Convention, which is based this year in Cleveland, Ohio. So I'm going to close the show with a track that Clark recorded during a concert there in the early 1990s, and as mentioned, it's one of the more dramatic transcriptions that is quite popular played on theatre pipes, Wagner's Prelude to Act 3 of Lohengrin. thanks for your company today. I hope that you've enjoyed these tracks recorded on the more or less original Robert Morton in Lowe's Ohio Theatre, Columbus. Next week, I'll be featuring the Wurlitzer in the long-gone Paramount, later Odeon, Manchester. Before I go, let me remind you of my website, hotpipes.eu, where you'll find lots of archived one-hour and half-hour shows, plus links to many other related websites, and to what's on information around the world of theatre pipes. Until next time, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes wishing you adieu.